and the Father. Hallelujah. Glory. For the presence of God that we're experiencing here tonight, we have certainly been seated together in heavenly places. Now it's my privilege to present my pastor, Reverend Axon Paul Jackson. Hallelujah. Come on up, brother, and preach the word. Take your liberties in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. I think it's a little bit of shouting around here, isn't it? Praise God. So good to see you, Brother Long. You've been a friend through the years to me and my family and all you ministers that are here. I don't feel myself adequately to minister to you, but someone asked me, Brother Jackson, we know you've been so-and-so for so many years. Well, I want you to know I hadn't changed. I'm still the same. My wife will tell you that. There's been times maybe I had to walk it alone, but I'd rather walk it alone than not walk it at all. Amen. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. That's what I'm depending on. That's what I'm trusting in. And I certainly appreciate my daughter, Dawn. She's been on fire for God now for a long time. And her daughter, Jana, and my granddaughter, I love her so much. And my wife, I appreciate her. We've been together, married for 60 years. And it's just getting sweeter every day. Amen. 61. You see, it's getting over. It's getting on me. Well, anyhow, it's been a long time, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. Now, you may disagree with me with your situation, but I'm going to tell you, there's not a problem that you can't solve if you sit down and talk it over. First, talk it over with Jesus. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. I thank you for being here. I thank you for the power of the Spirit of God that keeps me going. I know I've had some troubles and trials, but I've not let it get me down. And by the help and the grace of God, I'm 80 years old. Maybe some in here are older than me, but that's all right. We're in this all together. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. If you have your Bibles, and I'd like to say to Brother Eric Vernelson, he and Sister Elizabeth go a long way back in our lives. Now, I ain't saying he's great old, but I mean, you know, we go... We go a long ways, brother. Appreciate him. Appreciate him so much. And all of you ministers, Brother Warren, I know I'm missing some, but all of you ministers, you've been my friend. And I thank you. When Brother Long was superintendent, he encouraged. Sometimes the way was tough. Sometimes you didn't know where it was going to be good, going to be glad, or happy, or what. Sometimes I'd travel 120 miles a night there and 120 miles back when not a place to stay. But you know what? I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. It's been worth it all. And through all of this, there has been, the title of my sermon tonight, there has been persecution. And you'll never amount to anything for God unless you can stand persecution. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the 6th chapter of the book of Acts of the Holy Ghost on the Apostles. And it said, "And Stephen, full of faith," this is the 8th verse, "and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the Synagogue of the Libertarians, the Cyrenians, and the Alexandrians, and them of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they summoned men, which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. Heavenly Father, I'm not ashamed of you tonight. I've always tried to obey you to my best ability. Maybe sometimes, God, I missed the mark, but it didn't stop me. I keep on going. We never miss the mark when we trust in you. And I'm asking you tonight to anoint this old boy again, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that the name of Jesus be lifted up, glorified, and praised. For he must increase and I must decrease. Lord, I'm humbled by the many ministers here tonight that have come to hear me preach. And I thank you for the years that you had been with me, for the years that you brought me through many trials and tests, and tonight you've brought me here. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Lord. Now help me as I minister again to these people, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's nothing that I think people can, maybe you can relate to, like persecution. Especially when you do something right for God. Now, we're living in a day when salvation or the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is being tried to be stamped out. I heard some discouraging things this week about how that, and I'm not looking at the parties tonight. I'm going to preach the gospel. When I see evil, I'm going to call it evil, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or what it is. And we're living in this age when the liars, especially in Washington, D.C., is getting worse and worse. And they're supposed to be the leaders of our country. And they're trying to stamp out the name of Jesus. They're trying to cram homosexuality down our throats. They're trying to cram lesbianism down our throats. Now, I know if somebody hear this tonight, I could probably be arrested. But I've had some people tell you to get me out of jail. I ain't worried about it. I'm going to preach the truth. They're flying their rainbow flags. They're doing what they can to persecute the church. But they're picking on the wrong one. They can pick on me, they can pick on you. But when they pick on the Holy Ghost, they've picked on the wrong one. Because he said, he's the third person of the adorable Godhead. He does not change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. And as this persecution is coming against the church, we see God's work being strengthened. We see that Christians are waking up. There's churches that's gone under because of the fact they've yielded to the world and the things of the world, and they've tried to follow after things that looked like it was that they wanted to be lifted up in the clouds of men. But I can tell you, I want to be lifted up in the presence of God and not in the presence of man. Because I tell you, Jesus has never let me down, and he's not going to let me down tonight. He's never let you down, and as long as you serve him, he won't let you down, glory to God. Because he is what he says he is. I'm Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. When God's work was being strengthened, yet there's still those. And he thinks he's going to destroy the church. But I got news for him. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." Not tear it down, not destroy it, not throw in the towel, but upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let all evil come, let it show its face. Let it crawl its way in the cracks and crevices to try to sneak out on us as Christians. But I got news for him. We have someone that can reveal things to us that keeps us abreast of what's going on. Glory to God. Yes, perilous times are upon us. Didn't he say it? And I'm going to say, I said this morning in my service. We see so many people so scared of the COVID. Now, I didn't say it wasn't real. I'm not saying it's not bad. But I tell you, some people have used it as an excuse to go fishing on Sunday, to do a lot of other things on Sunday. You can ride down the highway and see the boats and the campers. Oh, why aren't you in church? Well, I tell you, I'm scared of that COVID. I'd rather be in the house of God than any other place I know to be. This is a trying hour. This mess came from a country who hates God, who hates Christianity, who hates America. And I'm going to tell you, I don't put them on no pedestal. They're from the pits of hell. They're thinking and their teachings. But I tell you what, God's going to put a stop to it one day. Hallelujah. We're on shouting ground. And this shouting ground, glory to God, is going to move the powers of the enemy out of the way. The power of Jesus. Glory to God. God's work being strengthened. There's churches that's beginning prayer. My church is having prayer tonight at 7 o'clock. And they're praying, God, move upon our communities. Move upon our churches. Now I'm going to tell you something. The thing that bothers me the most is the fact of how they're murdering the babies. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. But when a governor of a state can say, let it be born, lay it on the counter. If you want it, we'll save it. If you don't want it, we'll kill it. There's two things God hates. And one of them is shedding of innocent blood and a lying tongue. Shedding of innocent blood. Let me tell you, America's got something to pay for. But I can tell you, child of God, don't get discouraged. If you've ever strengthened the stakes before, strengthen them tonight. If you've ever looked up to Him who bled and died for you, look up to Him tonight. Don't walk in fear, because God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We're going to step on the enemy. He's under our feet. Praise God. And no matter what comes or goes, we're going to win. I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're on the winning side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't be a part of that. I can't be a part of death and destruction and everybody wants their rights. Amen. But the Bible says don't use your rights for an occasion to the flesh. Now I'm going to bring something else to your mind. You know, there's a lot of things out there they're saying that, that's offensive to me. Tear it down. But as long as they're tearing down the statues, them statues ain't bothering nobody. They're a symbol of what's happened in the past. Now I'm getting something you may have not thought of. They're looking at you and saying, we want this one tore down. That's offensive. You know the next thing on their agenda is this right here. That's offensive. What's in it is offensive. Let's do away with it. We're under persecution, but we're going to endure. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We need a Holy Ghost revival in the North Carolina Conference. We need a Holy Ghost revival in the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterians. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sit under no lesbian minister. I'm not going to sit under no homosexual minister. And I tell you, my friend, during that time, we're going to be put in jail if we come against these people. We're not coming against them, really, but that spirit. You may not agree with me, but it's a demonic spirit. Perverse appetite. But God's work is going to be strengthened. You see that man there in Acts, maybe by the fourth chapter, even the third chapter there where he was the gate called Beautiful. Peter and John been just come out of the upper room and walk along there. And he was sitting there begging. They looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." They took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and he went leaping and shouting into the church. I reckon it scared some of them to death. God help us as Pentecostal people. Pentecost told us, people, if we bow down to the whims of this world. Someone asked me before the election, said, "Do you believe in all these prophecies?" I said, "We'll see. We'll wait, we'll see." Be careful who you listen to now. Be careful who you get your ears on. Because I'm going to tell you, not everything out there on the ears of God. I heard a man say the other day, what we need to do is get rid of the book of Revelation. He'll never get rid of it. He may get rid of it in his Bible. But you're not going to get rid of it from God. It's there, and what's written is written. And I'm going to tell you, when 2 Timothy the third chapter, notice also in the last days, perilous times shall come. Man, are we in perilous times? Are we in times when we don't know what's going to seemingly happen next? Running to and fro. You see people that used to have a line that pray for people to get the Holy Ghost. Huh? They don't even do that no more. Oh, we don't want to shout and praise God because it might offend somebody. I'd rather offend somebody than I had to offend the Holy Spirit. Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Man, haven't we seen that in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years? Disobedient to parents. Have we ever seen a day? I've stood in distance, for me of this gentleman, and hear children tell their parents, "I'm not going to do it." I even heard one day said, "You touch me again, I'll slap you." One of my children would have done that. It'd have been tough. Yeah, but she may have brought some things. But let me tell you, that little girl was always humble. She always believed in the Word of God. And she never forgot where she came from. And unless we forget, we might lose our heritage. I'm not worshiping heritage, but I will not go back on being saved, being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Ghost. It is still real, folks. There's still a sanctifying power that can get you set free. We've seen folks get rid of their cigarettes. While we were preached against it a long time before the television radio came out, you know, "Hell, we'll help you get rid of them." We preached against it a long time. Folks got mad at us, said ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm going to tell you, we need to lay down the sin that's so easily besetting us and take up the cross of Jesus Christ and follow Him. Perilous times shall come. Men should be lovers of their own selves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's getting on there with man with man, woman with woman. That's unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, true speakers. Man, you can't hardly find nobody now that you can trust. Come on. I remember years ago when I started pastoring the church that I'm at now. One question they asked me, said, "Can you keep a secret?" I said, "Well, it's according to what the secret is. If it's something dealing with your life and you want it personalized, you want you and I to have a confidential conversation and it not be get out." I said, "Yes, sir." I remember W. Eddie Morris when he took me in that little house across from the old sanctuary And that's one thing he brought up. He said, if you can't stay truthful, and if you cannot keep your mouth shut when somebody depends on you and trusts you, said you need to come back. Not to the conference, but to the altar and pray again. We're living in those kind of days. Throat cutters, backstabbers, false accusers. Incontinent. Sex out of control. Man, we're living in bad times. It's good for a child of God because we're soon getting out of here. Glory to God. You can see these things happening right before our very persecution. It's coming. It's here. And I'm going to tell you, as far as me and my house, like what Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord. By the help and the grace of the Almighty God, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. And I can tell you, through all the persecution, the Lord, we can look through the Bible and see how God has blessed those who were persecuted, who were ridiculed, and who were fought, they found fault with them in their heart and in their life and in their religion experience or their relationship with God. But let me tell you something. I care less what people think about me when it comes to serving God. I tell you, I want to serve Him with the whole heart. I want to serve Him with a whole mind, soul, and spirit. Oh yeah, I've had them tell me at my church. We'd come near you preach, you didn't preach so loud. I said, you're in the quietest world you'll ever be in. If you die and go to hell, you're going to hear the crying screams of the people there. And if you go to heaven, they ain't going to shut up because you're there. This is right. Glory to God. We're in persecution. We're in persecution. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you guys have embarrassed me. I'll embarrass the world any time to serve Jesus. You've embarrassed us. You've embarrassed me. In my administration, call it. I've had an image set up, and I've asked you to bow, and you wouldn't bow. Now, I want to try this again. Let me tell you, the devil don't stop trying you one time. He don't try you one time, then back away. He's going to come around again. Now, it's up to you what you do. The Bible says if we'll resist the devil, he'll flee from us. Come on. Glory to God. And I tell you, God is not going to entertain. If you shack up with the devil, God's not going to pay the bill. I'm going to tell you that. If you shack up with the devil, then you expect the devil. I ain't thinking he's going to pay your bill. He's going to laugh at you when it's all over with. Come on. Glory to God for Jesus. And learn what faith was. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Yes, sir. But faith doesn't deny the existence of what's happening, but it demands a change. And I'm going to tell you, I demand a change in the name of Jesus. A change in the church. The change that God will bring about this church and given a mighty revival, glory to God, to resurrect those that are dead, to minister to those who've drawn cold. The Lord don't like coldness. He said, I'd rather be hot or cold because you're lukewarm. I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's what He said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, y'all surprised me. Now I tell you, I got a surprise for you. You see that furnace over yonder? You're going to it. Folks, I know these are old stories. You've heard them over and over again, but they still bring a relationship of truth, a reality of truth in my spirit that God is still in the working business. Boys, I'm just fed up with it. Y'all boys got the furnace hot? Yes, sir. Bind these fellas up and cast them in there. Now, God hadn't come to them and said, boys, y'all just be pitiful-like and accept everything and don't worry. And he never said a word to them, as I know of, that I can read. But they told that king, glory to God, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. We're not going to bow, and we're not going to accept your image. Oh, cast them in. The guys that cast them in, those flames leaped out and got them. Glory to God, they needed burning. I tell you, we've been too easy too long. And I tell you, when the judgment of God falls, he said it must first begin at the house of God. And if it begin at the house of God, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Oh God, help us. Help us. I believe there's coming a cleansing in the church. I really do. I believe people that are whoremongers or whorehoppers or whatever you want to call them, and the whores themselves are going to leave the church because they're not going to feel comfortable with the Holy Ghost. Come on. Those that want to backbite, find fault, treat the pastor wrong, I'm going to tell you right now, you better have a relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing what you're doing. Because I can tell you, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Those guys were cast in there. But look, it wasn't to the hottest heat of the battle. Oh my God, have mercy. Let me get down here where I can shout right before you. It wasn't to the hottest heat of the battle that God showed up. And that was in the fire. I said that was in the fire. Oh, hallelujah. When that old king looked in there, didn't we throw three? Yes, it did. Well, there's four down there. There's four down there. And that fourth man is like unto the Son of God. Ricky, persecution's coming. But I'm going to tell you, let it come. We'll be just like those three Hebrew children. They didn't have the smell of smoke. Neither did their clothes burnt or their hair singed. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to overcome. God's work. God's work is being strengthened. God's work is through the power of the Holy Ghost. That through His name. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost, don't you? We were ministering in a church one Sunday morning where I was at, and the Holy Ghost spake. And you know how people can look at one another. But whoever, the man in my church was filled with the Holy Ghost. And when he spoke, the interpretation come. And you know, that's a lot of things that don't happen in the Pentecostal churches anymore. I'm going to just tell you. But God says you can lose it. I'll find some that'll find it. Come on. I want it all. I'm greedy. I want it all. God's name being glorified. You can't tell me that God's name won't be glorified in that furnace. When them boys were down there and they just knew that we've seen the last of them, they'll be cremated for sure. Yes, but there was an air conditioner walking down there. Hallelujah. And my friend, that was the Jesus himself, the fourth man. Glory to God. Now God's name being glorified. Glorified. The devil don't like it. You think he liked the singing tonight? Don't you think he likes what you did? I've told you time and time again. You remember that time some years ago, I told you. When you began to talk about me, you said, God's got a call on my life. I'm going in the ministry. I said, then get ready. I said, you better get ready. Because you're going to get it from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back. Oh, women ain't called to preach. I tell you, if it weren't for the women in our church, I don't know what in the world we'd do. God bless you, ladies, that want to participate and stand up for Jesus. God bless those women that went to that tomb and they had that first message. He's not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. I said He's risen. Oh, He's risen. Oh, glory to God. He's risen. He's not here. Praise the Lord. name being glorified. Ooh. Oh, King, look over there. Never seen anything like that in my life. Four men walking around. Nothing wrong with them. I tell you, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I preached a sermon some time ago about that old ship of Zion. Its hull has been bruised. Its hull has been battered. Its hull has been twisted seemingly and turned. And it's tried, there are those that would try to steer it off a course. But she sails on. Glory to God. And it ain't going to be like that ship that Paul sailed in, where there were some on boards and some on broken pieces. Yes, but I believe today that the Spirit of God is moving. And I believe the Spirit of God is talking to people that have been broke and bruised and battered, saying, come to the fountain and drink. Come to the fountain and drink. Glorify my name. Lift up my name. And you shall drink of the water of life freely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's name being glorified. Man, can you imagine? This guy's over 40 years of age, whom this miracle was done on. I remember one time Brother Long and I was talking. I believe he'd got up a sermon. God, solve our problems, but save our pigs. Huh? I remember him preaching that, Brother Long. Solve our problems, but save our pigs. We still want our pigs to run around. They weren't interested. They weren't interested in a revival or deliverance from demons. Folks, there's demons still walking in this world. And I don't see a demon behind every tree now, don't misunderstand, but I know they're out there. I know that some people have them in them. And if you wanted to see it, you should have been watching last fall at these cities that were burning and these cities that were possessed with people that were full of the devil. Oh, brother, don't talk about them. Some of them are members of the church. Yeah, First Church of the Deep Freeze. Let them freeze on. When you serve God, you're not going to want to tear up somebody else's property. When you serve God, you're not going to want to steal. I should say saved and sanctified, because out of the sanctification will take old ill man out of you. Doesn't mean he's not trying to follow back there. But I die daily. I got to die daily. It's not just one time. I got to die daily. God's name being glorified. And God's enemies being scattered. Oh. Don't like that. Woman. Where's all your accusers? I have none, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Why didn't they bring the man? It takes two to tangle. They were just persecuting him. There was a shot at him. All right, Jesus said, all right, you boys without sin, you cast the first stone. Well, one looked over the other and said, I don't know about you, but the steps that brought me here, the feet that brought me in here, the feet is going to take me out. And when you looked up, there weren't none of them there. Where are thine accusers? I have none, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Sin's not a play toy. It'll carry you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Brother Jackson, what do you feast on? I feast on the goodness of God. I feast on the goodness of the Lord. Everything that I have, everything. My daughter was talking to me today. She said, Daddy, you got a nice truck. I said, honey, it isn't nothing but what God couldn't take away if he wanted to. He's just blessed me with it for a little while. I remember going to Falcon Camp Meeting with an old Plymouth 55 that had holes in the radiator, and I had to stop every now and then and get water. and pour in the radiator so it wouldn't run hot. Remember those, Elaine? Remember those days? And I would put that water in the back of the boot, and I'd say, well, when it got, that old needle started going up, I'd stop again. It wasn't nothing going on. I tell you, folks, we can do about what we want to do when we set our mind to do it. If you want to serve God and have revival, it's time you get out of your easy chair, stand up for Jesus, glory to God, because our enemies are being scattered by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's here tonight. He's here. Psalm 61:1. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Brother Long can relate with me. We've both been close to seeing the golden streets. But let me tell you something. The Lord had another plan. Remember one time in Greenville, when the doctor looked at me and he said, man, it ain't gonna work. He didn't know what he talked about. He didn't start the machine, no way. God's one started the machine. And it don't stop until he's finished. If you're doing the will of God and you're coming against sin, then look out. The devil's got his gun aimed on you. But I can tell you those bullets and those things that are aimed against you can fall at your feet. Glory to God. Those arrows that flyeth by night, those things that moves in the daytime. Oh, let me tell you, they're there to try to destroy the church. But the church is rooted and grounded tonight. There may be Brother Jackson, there's a great falling away. There's a great coming in too. There's people, hallelujah, that's moved on by the Holy Spirit. Maybe in other countries, but it doesn't matter. They're letting God arise and his enemies be scattered by the help and the grace of the Almighty God. Whoa, glory to God. Jenna, I'm feeling this, honey. Praise the Lord. God gave us that youngin' 23 years ago. And I'm going to tell you, she's been a blessing in our family. She's been a blessing to my daughter. And I'm proud that she's my granddaughter tonight. And there's been times that she's been through the briars and the brimbles. She's been through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. But I'm going to tell you, she traveled so fast by the Holy Spirit that the hounds couldn't catch her. Because she's strengthened by the power of God. Yes, persecution, but deliverance. Maybe there's some of you that's here tonight that you feel like, hey, I've been in this bondage a long time. I've been fighting this a long time. I don't know which way I'm going to turn or what I'm going to do. It's time that you realize who you are. If you're a child of God, tell the devil, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm saved by the blood, and I'm filled with the Spirit. Glory to God. I've seen great healings. I've seen deliverances. I've seen people saved. But right now I want to see the church of the Lord Jesus Christ rise with victory and with power and not give up on what God has given us. Praise the Lord. Someone about the music? I need some music here right now. Let me say this to you. God is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Sister, this is the fourth time the Holy Spirit has fastened my eyes upon you. Not in no manner that would be evil, but in a manner to tell you these words. Know what it means? None of my business. Don't question him. I'm not nosy. But your heart and your eyes will see what your heart desires. bruised, battered. You ain't gonna never get it, the devil says. You might as well give up. Honey, the resurrection has already taken place. And he's alive. He's alive. I don't know what I'm saying here, but it's a soul, mind, and spirit. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and all of it. It's not going to leave none of it out. Because his eye's on the sparrow. And he watches over me. He watches over you. You know what it is to have a battle with the devil, don't you? He's tried to shake your bars. He's tried to shake your faith. But I can see him tonight fleeing. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And it's almost morning time. The sun is fixing to rise. The glory of God is fixing to fall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take her hand, sweetheart. Look at me, honey. Jesus loves you, and so do I. That old trap the devil has set for you down the road, prayer is going to break. Prayer is going to break the bondage. Do you know Jesus as your Savior tonight? Well, you know what it is to pray. And I'm going to say this to you. There's no greater power right now in your life than prayer. Don't look for those things out there of the world to satisfy you. Don't look for that dastardly music out there that is to steal, kill, and destroy. But you keep your eyes on the Master. He's going to see you through. And the thing that was set for you, God's going to trip it. You ain't got to worry. God's eye is on the sparrow. And he watches over you. Sister, why are you all smiles? Something that I didn't touch, but somebody else did. You see, don't give me no glory. I'm not the one that does it. It's the Almighty God. Brother Jerry, yes, I've spoke many things over your life. And Brother Long and I talked about you before you ever come to this church. And I appreciate that man of God opening the door. But let me tell you, the best is not over. You think you've had the best, it ain't over. The best is yet to come. You may have had those surgeries in your heart. I knew about that. But let me tell you, there's some things this preacher don't know about that's fixing to happen and explode. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. Glory to God. Because God will bind some of those things that's tried to bind you. God will destroy some of those things that's tried to hold you back and put a noose around your neck. But you're far enough along with God that the lies of the devil is going to be nothing. Because greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody lift your hand and give God glory. There's a call on your life, young man. And the call is not just a call. It's the call. You humble your heart before God. Give Him everything. There's some things you're going to have to do that you've kind of enjoyed, that you're going to have to turn loose and let go of. You're going to have to take that step into victory. This preacher can't tell you. But the further along you get with God, the more He's going to speak to you and say, "Son, lay this down. Son, lay that down. Son, don't do this. You've done this, but redo it, and redo it with the right thing." Whew. Brother Long, it seemed like the good old days, buddy. Appreciate and love you. The old enemy that had it, that man would have been out of business a long time ago. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Good business head, led this conference for years. And I'm going to tell you, I love the spirituality that he had at the camp meeting. I love the spirituality that he had, because I can tell you, folks, we can't worship God in bondage. We got to worship Him in freedom and in truth. Amen. Amen. Is this your husband? Are you going to help him? Now don't stay on him, but just pray for him. Encourage him. Because when you're working with him, you'll be united, not divided. God's going to open doors, and that door He's going to give you the chance to lay all those medals and crowns at His feet. Glory to God. I can't tell you what to do. I can just tell you the Holy Spirit is touching your life. And the more He has of you, the more you'll have of Him. Amen. And God's going to break some barriers, son. Get ready. There's things that God's going to ask you to do. People say, "Well, why'd you do that? That may look good on you." God says, "I want this done because I'm going to use you." Can somebody lift your hand again to God and praise Him? This is good. I said, this is getting good. It's getting gooder and gooder, Brother Warren. Get her attention, sweetheart. Jesus loves you, and so do I. There's powers that's come against you that has tried to destroy your spirit, your relationship with God. But tonight, God says enough is enough. It's time that you take up the cross and follow Him. He said if you take up the cross and follow Him, He said deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow Him. Good things are yet to come. Go ahead and give Him glory with clapping the hands. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Brother Ray, it's getting better. It's getting gooder. Old fella said getting gooder and gooder all the time. Oh, praise the Lord. I want all of us to come up here and stand around the altar a minute. Come on, don't be afraid. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Oh, Jesus, we love you tonight. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Brother William, praise the name of God forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody is receiving a healing right now. It may have been a relationship that may have gone sour. God's fixing to put it sweet again. Sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Woo! Glory be to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Ann. Don't I want you to get some of these ladies over there. Lay their hands on your mother. For the enemy has tried and tried to destroy that girl. Her brother had... They found her brother shot and killed. That was in February. December the 10th, our son-in-law with brain cancer went home to be with the Lord. Then my daughter, which was his wife, came down to spend a night with us. She was stricken with kidney colic. You ladies go ahead and pray. You ain't going to bother me. And when we carried her to New Bern Hospital, they not only found the kidney stone, but they told us the bad news. She's got bone cancer. I'm not about to throw in the towel. I'm not about to give up on the brink of a miracle. I'm not about to give up on the brink of a miracle. I want you to lift your hands and say, God, give me my miracle tonight. Give me my miracle tonight. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me my miracle tonight, Lord. The chain's broken. Oh, the chain's broken. Praise God. The chain's
break
broken.
Break every chain, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
Glory.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Good things are on the way. Good things are on the way, Brother William. Good things are on the way, sister. Good things are on the way. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister, your prayers are not in vain. They have reached the throne. There's a time of waiting. And God says He's not kicked them under the altar. He's got them right there and He knows every one of them. There's coming a break. Brother Jerry, I want you to take that chain again if you got it. I want you to hold it up high. Come here, sister, right at this altar. Come on here. As you're standing in that altar, I want you to lift your hands. As Brother Jerry holds his chain up high, and as he drops it, the weight's going to be broken. You ready? Drop it, Brother Jerry. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Go ahead and thank Him. Sister, it's broken.
Hallelujah.
It's broken. God says, don't look back. It's broken.
Hallelujah.
I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Woo!
I'm going to tell you, this is camp meeting. I love it, don't you? Brother Eric's like it used to be.
Chandalabai, O Rabashe Lamarande Lamo, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.